In 1989, General Carlos Eugenio Vidas Casanova was allowed to retire in the U.S. even though he was accused of human rights abuses and the 1980 murders of four American women. The former defense minister from El Salvador now faces deportation. The push against the general and other alleged human rights violators comes from a little-known unit of ICE, or U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
In 1980, Ann Schneider was a young schoolgirl in Nebraska and remembers learning about the killings of three nuns and a missionary worker during El Salvador's Civil War.
At the time, I was in fourth grade, and I was in a Catholic school run by nuns. And so from then on, it was a case, and these women, Ida Ford, Mara Clark, Jean Donovan, and Dorothy Castle, we talked about what happened and remembered them and what was going on in El Salvador.
Schneider is now a historian with the Human Rights Violators and War Crimes Unit of ICE. She's one of about 30 investigators, lawyers, and researchers who, along with a handful of FBI agents, tracked down suspected human rights abusers such as Vidas Casanova.
And to contribute in some capacity to justice in these cases was very humbling. And to do so as part of the work of the U.S. government, there was a weight and an importance to that that just sort of sits with us all the time.
The unit has arrested or deported human rights violators from the Balkans, Guatemala, Rwanda, and elsewhere. Last year, it won a case against an Ethiopian man living in Denver who was accused of torture during what's known in Ethiopia as the Red Terror of the 1970s.
Tonight, a Nine Wants to Know exclusive. An international war criminal convicted of murder and torture has been hiding out in the Denver area for years.
Mark Schaefer, chief of the unit, says in the Denver case, it was a member of the city's Ethiopian community who tipped them off.
This guy was identified by a woman who recognized him as the person that had tortured her. You know, of course, and he had no idea, but she, you know, absolutely recognized him, right?
That's our worst case scenario.
Lisa Coven is chief of the Human Rights Law Section.
We take the sanctity of this immigration system very seriously. That's why we're all here.
In recent years, Congress has passed legislation making it illegal for human rights violators to enter or live in the country. But Coven says it's necessary to go after some violators on more tangential reasons, such as the Ethiopian man, Kefeligan Alimu Worku, who was convicted of lying about his real identity.
A lot of these atrocities and conflicts occurred well before these laws were on the books. So sometimes what we end up doing here is going for an immigration route. And inside the building, we like to call it the Al Capone theory, right? If you have committed these crimes, we will find a way to hold you accountable.
Capone, the notorious gangster, was convicted and imprisoned on tax evasion charges. One tool that's increasingly being used by the Human Rights Unit to track violators is social media. ICE agent Frank Hunter says more and more evidence of human rights abuses can be found posted on the internet.
What we saw was the explosion of social media over the years, and that explosion went even into the remote parts of Africa, where it seems like everybody had a cell phone. Everybody was out there taking photographs of these incidents that were occurring.
Hunter and his team are building a database of videos and photographs as a way to identify violators and prevent them from entering the country, part of their work to ensure the U.S. is not a safe haven for human rights abusers. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.